Aloha America. Welcome back to the show here, and we've got a lot of stuff going around here. We're hearing Israel has basically sent out instructions to all of its diplomats around the world that they must oppose any more efforts to recognize the state of Palestine. And it's a huge media campaign. They're out there. They're absolutely convinced, because it used to work 20, 30 years ago, that if they just spend enough money on public relations and advertising, that the entire world will believe that up is down, left is right, Israel is good, and Palestine is bad. And so they're launching yet another media campaign to convince everybody that, yeah, it's okay for Israel to steal other people's lands and build settlements on them, because by golly, that's what the Bible says that you ought to be doing, or something like that. Plus, they've started waving the Holocaust around again. And that means every time Israel starts waving the Holocaust around, it means they're going to kill somebody. And by golly, yeah, they've got warplanes flying over Lebanon. They're conducting airstrikes into Gaza. Anytime you see somebody from Israel coming out and saying, oh, we found this about the Holocaust, we found that about the Holocaust, they might as well put up a flashing neon sign: Israel getting ready to attack somebody. It's cause and effect. It's exactly what happens. Israel's getting ready to once again demand the release of convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. And if the U.S. government goes along with it, it will be correctly perceived by the rest of the world as more proof that the U.S. government is a Vichy government. It is an occupying government for the benefit of a foreign invading power. That the reason your lives are being looted to enrich Israel is our government has been conquered from within. It's been subverted. I remember when I was a kid in school getting the whole indoctrination. We were on guard against communist subversion. We were being subverted, but we were looking in the wrong direction. It wasn't the communists who were the problem. It was the Israelis. Pollard should have been shot for the damage that he caused to the United States' nuclear deterrent capability. It's amazing. All righty, let's see. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about WikiLeaks here, because he's trying to backpedal from the story that his own people, his own former volunteers, went public saying that he was paid money by Israel to not release any documents damaging to Israel. And, of course, Netanyahu's out there saying, WikiLeaks supports us. It's the best thing that ever happened to us. And so forth and so on. Well, Assange's minions, if you will, have been going around saying, oh, no, he didn't take any money. There's a very good reason there are no documents about Israel. And Assange has basically got two stories out there he's testing. In one story, he's saying that he gave documents about Israel to the media, and the media refused to publish them. And, of course, my response to that is, if WikiLeaks is giving these documents to the media and the media doesn't publish them, why doesn't WikiLeaks give them to someplace else? I mean, if you really think about it, they're talking about WikiLeaks and whistleblowing and all the rest of it. WikiLeaks doesn't leak anything. Other people have been leaking to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks then turns around and gives it to the media, and he's admitting the media picks and chooses what they go with. Where's the whistleblowing in that? If the media is, and we ran that story 2 weeks ago, where the media was coordinating with the United States State Department on what was and not was not permissible to publish. So it doesn't sound like there's a whole heck of a lot of whistleblowing or leaking going on at all. Because if Assange has documents that are critical of Israel and the corporate media won't publish them, and he is supposed to be this leaking, whistleblowing website, why doesn't he put them out someplace else? Why doesn't he send them here to whatreallyhappened.com? He knows we're not shy about criticizing Israel, but he doesn't do that. Now, the other story, where he's trying to back away from this fact that nothing damaging about Israel has come out, now they're promising that in 6 months there will be something. What do? Running up your extortion fee? By threatening Israel and giving them 6 months to meet your price? We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about WikiLeaks. We're talking about its relationship with Israel. Julian Assange is trying to basically deal with the revelation that he has been accused of accepting money from Israel in order to not release any documents that are damaging to Israel and its agenda of starting, you know, war between America and everybody else. And he's basically got two stories out there. One is that he's got the documents that he gave to the media, but the media won't publish them. So it's all their fault you're not seeing anything about Israel. But again, if you've got something damaging about Israel, give it to the blogs. We'll get it out there. We're not going to play the same game as the media. We're not owned by Israel. We're not being bribed hundreds of millions of dollars every year to report the news to favor Israel. We're going to give you the absolute unvarnished truth because we don't have a financial incentive not to. But Assange won't do that. The other one, of course, is he's saying he'll have something damaging about Israel in 6 months or so. So don't get on my case now about the fact that we don't have anything damaging about Israel. At this point, the only thing that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks could release that would change my opinion of them is incontrovertible proof that Israel was behind 9/11. Anything less than that, it's a limited hangout to try and buy crumbling credibility here. So this gets us to the present situation. As you know, quite a few countries around the world have recognized the state of Palestine. They're setting up embassies and everything. With the 1967 borders, Israel is having a conniption fit and they've ordered their slaves in the U.S. Congress to pass a resolution saying that the United States will not recognize the state of Palestine just because a bunch of other countries do, and will work within the United Nations to prevent the recognition from becoming accepted by the United Nations. And the U.S. government has said, yes, master, I hear and obey, and they pass that resolution, basically saying that Palestine will not exist until Israel says it's okay, and of course Israel will never say it's okay. And the U.S. government says, yes, master, I will do what Israel says. Now, part of the requirement of a recognition of a Palestinian state is for Fatah and Hamas to basically reconcile, and they have been talking about it, saying, okay, look, let's form a coalition, let's work together, so that we can get this thing moving forward and get these other countries recognizing Palestine within the 1967 borders. And so right when Israel most needs it, WikiLeaks releases a document which shows Fatah leadership asking Israel to attack Hamas, and immediately puts the brakes on reconciliation talks. Now, Fatah is saying the documents are a hoax, and quite probably they are, because who is served if Fatah and Hamas go on fighting each other? Israel, because it delays the Palestinian statehood that Israel absolutely does not want to have happen. Israel has fought the two-state solution ever since the United Nations first proposed it. The reason for all the unhappiness and misery and blood and death in the Mideast is very simple. Israel demands a right to exist that it denies to everybody else around it. It's that double standard, that hypocrisy, that attitude of I get and you don't, that pervades Israel's foreign policy, is the sole root cause of all the violence and bloodshed. When Israel grows up and becomes a civilized nation and says everybody has an equal right to exist, then there will be peace, and there won't be peace before that. Israel is whining and screaming and crying about its delegitimization. Well, there's a very simple fix to that. Start acting as a legitimate nation, which means draw your borders and live within them. Write a constitution. Understand that every nation has an equal right to exist. It's not just one set of rules for Israel and another set of rules for everybody else. As long as Israel continues with that attitude, they will not be seen as legitimate by anybody, except themselves looking in the mirror late at night saying, we are legitimate, we are legitimate, we are legitimate. And you're an anti-Semite if you don't agree. Now, let's see, another example of blatant propaganda from WikiLeaks. They came out with a document that claims to be the result of a survey in Great Britain that said that a third of young British Muslims favor killing in the name of Islam. And 32% of Muslim students believe killing in the name of religion is justified. I mean, is it any more obvious that this is all serving Israel's interest? Now, another one of the WikiLeaks documents quotes a poll, theoretically, run by the Center for Social Cohesion, saying 54% wanted a Muslim party to represent their worldview in parliament. 40% want Muslims in the UK to be under Sharia law. And it just goes on and on and on. It's propaganda to convince the British that if they don't start pounding on those gosh darn Muslims, that they will lose what it means to be Britain. But they're losing it already. Just like the United States, we've lost America to Israel. And it's happening in Canada. They're already up there saying, oh, yes, Israel this and Israel that and anti-Semitism this and Holocaust that. The Canadians are losing Canada the way the Americans have lost the United States. And it's coming to Britain because we're all looking in the wrong direction. We're being brainwashed to look at Muslims. Just like 30 years ago, we were being brainwashed to look at the communists. That's not where the problem is. It's just... Now, there is one bright note. Israel has been going around to every country in the world demanding that the Al-Manar TV channel be banned. You're not allowed to see it because we, the state of Israel, control what you will see. Remember the old Outer Limits, the introduction to the original Outer Limits? We will control what you see and hear. We'll control the vertical. We'll control the horizontal. You are in our power. Well, Israel's doing the same thing around the world. They've gone into all kinds of countries, including the United States, and said, you know, you cannot show Al-Manar. We think you should ban it. And the U.S. government said, yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. We will ban Al-Manar. Down in Australia, they showed some spying and said, no, it's coming in on the satellite. People want to watch it. There are Muslims living in Australia who want to watch the channel. There's no reason to ban it just because Israel doesn't like it. And of course, there is a say, you being anti-Semites, you must ban it. We control what you see. So Australia showed a little bit of spine there, and good for the Aussies. That's all I can say about that. We're starting to see burglaries in Palestinian legal rights, human rights organizations, their break-ins. Well, not a break-in. They think they had a mole. Meanwhile, web attacks on human rights sites are escalating. We've had to deal with a couple of them ourselves on the new server this last week. So far, so good, though. The new server's holding up really, really, really well, and I'm hoping that we made some changes to the server over the last couple of days that are going to make it run a little bit faster, I think, and I'm waiting for people to come back and say, oh, yes, it's really much better. Let's see. We're going to go to the phones. Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just hope that you're going to balance your information concerning the Muslim behavior in Europe. As is, if you've studied some of the statistics of the rape incidents in Sweden and the other northern Europeans, about 65% of all the rapes in Sweden are committed by Islamic immigrants. And that's been reported widely, and there are videos.
By whom? Who is issuing that report?
You can look it up on YouTube. Just enter.
All right, I will do that. Thank you very much for the phone call. I mean, that just sounds like more of the same propaganda, you know, that we got. You remember back the Tuskegee Airmen, when a group of very bright young black soldiers wanted to volunteer for the Army Air Corps, and there was a campaign of propaganda launched inside the United States to prove that blacks were mentally inferior and were just incapable of handling something as complex as a modern military aircraft. And, of course, they finally got their chance to form their squadron and served with distinction and just absolutely blew that away. And so anytime you start waving around, oh, the Muslims are doing this, Muslims are doing that, it reminds me of that propaganda. And, you know, I have to, which religious organization is up to its eyebrows in a child molestation scandal right now? Is it the Muslims? Or is the Pope out there saying, look, it's not that big a deal. Everybody does it. You know, child molestation's the new normal. So don't give me this thing about Muslims are committing the majority of rapes. Not when you've got the Catholics out there diddling the little kiddies left and right and trying to make excuses for it. That's nonsense. There are good people, and there are bad people, all right? And when you start getting into this kind of race-baiting statistics, first of all, from the Muslims I have personally known, I don't buy that anyway. So I want to find out what is the origin of this claim that Muslims are doing all the raping and everything. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. It sounds like the kind of thing where they hire somebody to go out and cause trouble so the media can make fun of them or something. Now, interesting story here. Barack Obama is getting ready to award a medal, the 2010 National Medal of Technology and Innovation, to Zalman Shapiro. And this is causing a little bit of embarrassment because Zalman Shapiro is the former president of the Nuclear Materials and Equipment Corporation. This is the company accused of shipping 741 pounds of stolen, highly enriched weapons-grade uranium from the United States to Israel. 741 pounds of weapons-grade uremium disappeared from NUMEC while Shapiro was in charge of the place and is thought to have gone to Israel. Henry Kissinger was pointing this out as well. And Obama wants to give this guy a medal for science and technology. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
estrogen.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. During the break, I did a Google search on the subject of Muslim rape rates in Europe, and the top three results all track back to websites in Israel. Okay. Remember when they were trying to sell us Operation Desert Storm, and they had that so-called Kuwaiti nurse who went to the United Nations, and she cried tearfully that those gosh darn Iraqis had come into the hospitals and taken the babies out of the incubators and left them on the floor to die so they could send the incubators back to Iraq. And of course, never answered the question, why didn't the nurses just pick up the kids and wrap them in blankets, which is what used to work before the incubators came along. And it turned out the entire story was a hoax. It was crafted by Hill & Knowlton Public Relations. The nurse was actually the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador, and it was all a fake. Remember during the height of the KKK, when it was a stereotypical accusation that all black men wanted to do was rape white women? This is a repeat of the same thing. It's the same dirty trick. I'm looking down all this list, and it all goes back to the same handful of sources and authors, all of whom seem to be connected with pro-Israel organizations. It's that demonize the enemy. Back when Hitler was screwing up Germany, they were putting out all this press about how the Jews were sacrificing Christian babies in their temples. And that one got a lot of traction, because the Order of the White Rose got beheaded, and they weren't there to say, look, he's feeding you a line. But that's what it is. When you're trying to anger people to support a war of conquest, you say, oh, they do terrible things. They steal incubators. They're raping everybody. They spit on your holy books. They tear the tags off of your couch cushions. They fart in elevators. We got to go kill them because they're bad people. And I'm not saying that there isn't rape around the world. It's always been a major problem, and it should be dealt with, you know, strictly. But when I have, you know, these pro-Israel websites are leading the harangue to say, oh, the Muslims are all evil rapists. Do you realize if somebody came out and said that so many percent of rapes were being committed by Jews, you'd have Israel up there and say, that's anti-Semitic. I mean, we've got this battle going on in Seattle, Washington, where this group wants to put ads on the sides of buses saying that Israeli war crimes are being financed by the U.S. taxpayer, which is absolutely 100% true and accurate. And the Israelis are up in arms. They're demanding not only that the ads not run on the bus, but they're demanding that the bus company runs ads saying Palestinian war crimes are being paid for by the American taxpayer. So if somebody got on this phone and came in and said that X number of rapes were being committed by Jews, Israel would be screaming anti-Semitism and racism and all the rest of that. And so when somebody gets on this phone and says so many percentage of rapes are being committed by Islam, I'm going to say the same thing. It's a racist observation. And as far as I can tell, it's not even accurate. It's just more propaganda. They're trying to lie you into a war against Israel's enemies. Israel doesn't want to spend their own money and their own children on the war. They want you to do it for them. And that's what this is all about. All righty, moving right along. Phone lines. Oh, wait, let's see. We have a phone call. Richard from France. Bonjour, mon ami. Comment vas-tu? And what's on your mind today?
Bonsoir, monsieur, Michel. French isn't all that hot, but I wanted to say this to you and Claire. Merry Christmas to you guys. I'll probably never get in tomorrow night. I just wanted to wish you that, and good night, okay? I'm out of here.
Well, good night. Thank you very much. Merci for the... au revoir. And, you know, if you want to talk French, Claire is the master. She is really very good. When we had to go up to Montreal for this AV thing that I spoke at, and she was just there in her element, and she was speaking French, and everybody just thought it was so marvelous, and she just did a wonderful, wonderful job. She also did this after the Northridge earthquake. She did an interview for Swiss Public Television in French for that, and she was the star of the show. We still have a copy of that. All right, moving right along here, and Merry Christmas to everybody, and I have one piece of advice for those of you out there. When you go to bed tonight, leave out a plate of cookies and a glass of milk, and underneath the glass of milk, you leave a little note saying, Dear Santa, hope you enjoyed the milk and cookies. Please leave a brand new car for me in the driveway, and I will give you the antidote to the poison that I put in the milk and cookies. Yours very truly, Merry Christmas, blah, blah, blah. All right, moving right along. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call in and talk about whatever that you feel like talking about. Let's see. Going on down the list here, the economy is still not looking very good. The media came out with a story about how the economy is looking brighter because layoffs are slowing. Well, one way of looking at that is, you know, we're in the middle of the Christmas shopping season where there was a lot of hiring of temporary workers who are going to be let go next month. And the other one is, if you have fewer and fewer people working, then just on the basis of a per capita situation, the rate of layoffs are going to be slowing down. So, again, every Christmas season, we get this burst of artificially inflated positive economic news because this is flogging the masses back to the mall. Go down there and spend, 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 because the retailers need your money and the banks need your money. And if you don't max out those credit cards, buying a load of Christmas junk, the terrorists will have won. So we're seeing all of that trying to make everybody feel happy and good and go spend money. And they're not around here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to the phones. Kevin in Australia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? G'day, g'day. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. This is the first time I've heard your show, and I really, really like it. I think it's based on absolute fact, and you're hitting the nail right on the head, man. You couldn't be more accurate with the information that you're presenting to your listeners.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, and I will definitely listen again, and I will definitely spread the word. I've been away a while. I listened to Republic Radio a little while ago, then my work sort of took me away, and I'm sort of back in a position where I can listen at the right times. But in relation to WikiLeaks, you know, I think you're pretty accurate there too. But I don't know that Assange is probably black-hearted as, you know, selectively leaking money. I think he's probably in that area a bit sick, you know, like sick as two bricks. And but there's definitely a bias towards not leaking anything that has detrimental effect on Israel. That's definitely absolutely a fact, because we would have seen it if it had been there by now. As far as what he's doing, I think what he's doing is probably better that he do it than not do it. I mean, that the information is coming out, and a lot of it is represented stuff that you know about and I know about, but you know, the general public hasn't heard it before, and then they see this and they think, boy, I didn't know that, and then they start looking into it, and then they end up on shows like yours, and you know, and then gradually their minds unfold and they see the big scam that's taking place before them, and then they can put their hand up and they can object.
I agree with you 99%. The problem with WikiLeaks and Assange is they've only been around for about 3 years. And then you have websites like mine. We've been doing this for 17 years now. And the media just has completely ignored us. And the problem is that our corporate media has been promoting WikiLeaks and Assange as if it's the only whistleblower leaking website out there, which is just absolute nonsense. And the concern is that they're promoting him so hard, they're trying to move him to the head of the line on blogs that people go to find out what's going on in the world, which means if he is being controlled, and remember, his own volunteers are saying that he was taking money from Israel to conceal these damaging documents. If people are going to him thinking they're getting the alternative point of view, then they're not coming to websites where the really important stuff is being discussed, like 9/11 and Vince Foster and the war crimes that are going on out there. And so that appears to be the danger. I mean, one of the reasons that people are so suspicious of WikiLeaks, first of all, Julian Assange himself, he's got a criminal background. He's a known computer hacker for hire. And one of the reasons people are very suspicious is because when he first started WikiLeaks, he was being written up in Time magazine and Washington Post before he'd ever actually leaked anything at all. I mean, the guy just set up and said, I'm WikiLeaks, and Time magazine and Washington Post said, oh, yes, this is the guy who's going to be the focus of all online revelations and exposures. And for everybody else running a website who'd been around for 10 years at that point, and we're saying, okay, there's something stinks here. Because we're putting the stuff out there. Assange hasn't put anything out there. He's making glorious promises for the future, and he's all of a sudden, he's the darling of the media. And he's going to dinner with diplomats at the various embassies, and he's being treated like, you know, they tried to run him up as Times Person of the Year just a couple of weeks ago. He appears to be a manufactured front. And what it appears to be is they're trying to promote him as the place where everybody should go to find out what government is really up to. And what they get there is a dose of the same propaganda that they would probably ignore if it came from the TV networks. But because it's coming from Julian Assange, the so-called promoted opposition point of view, they might accept it. But at the very least, he's being used to sort of distract and derail people from going onto websites whose only agenda is to get the hard facts out there. And so that's the reason he's seen as a major danger. And again, it's all promises about things that are going to come in the future. He is openly dismissive and critical of the 9/11 truth movement. He's absolutely insisting that there's no 9/11 conspiracy. Well, who does that benefit? And so it does appear he does have an agenda. The fact that the media spends so much time promoting him is a red warning flag. They're not at all even-handed with any of this situation.
It's definitely something to watch. I'll definitely be sitting back watching his movements over the next, you know, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. And, you know, once I'm sure... Look, what you say there is perfectly... I'm with you there. As far as a criminal background, the number of university students who, you know, like computer science students or, you know, electrical engineering students who have fallen into the hacking, I don't believe there's anything wrong with hacking as far as going. If you're going in there to damage something, that's definitely a no-no. But if you're hacking to reveal a weakness, I think that is a good thing. I mean, the US government, the Australian government, they actually train professional hackers. I've got a friend who's actually, he's a mechanical engineer, actually, and the Australian government trained him in the art of hacking. They even paid for him to go to America 6 months or whatever it was to one of your serious military installations, and they trained him on how to be a hacker. So, hacking is something.
Well, you're talking about the white hats versus the black hats, and the problem is that Assange was arrested for breaking into sites to steal information and cause damage. So he's not a security expert. He doesn't even claim to be a computer security expert. But the issue is, it just doesn't feel right. When you have got hundreds of whistleblowing websites that have been around far longer than WikiLeaks, with established track records of getting hard factual information out there, and the media does not even want to talk about them, and then all of a sudden WikiLeaks announces itself to the world and he's the darling of Time Magazine and Washington Post without having actually done anything, it's a manufactured fraud. Anyway, thanks an awful lot, Kevin. We're going to let you go here. I got a few more stories I got to cover, and we got a couple of other callers waiting on the line here. So thanks an awful lot, and have a happy holiday, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. Now, getting back to the situation with Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has come out making an announcement that the world understands that Israel is not the obstacle to Mideast peace. I think he's trying to recover from the very obvious way in which the U.S. House of Representatives basically said, Palestine is not allowed to exist until Israel says so. And so now Netanyahu is wanting to make it look like, well, it's not us. It's never been us. It's always somebody else's fault. Whatever goes wrong in the Middle East, it's God's will or somebody else's fault. And he's saying basically that a big problem is the factionalism within Palestine between Fatah, its own internal divisions, and Hamas. And again, this gets back to WikiLeaks leaking these documents that Fatah says are forgeries, in which Fatah was asking Israel to attack and destroy Hamas. And I'm not saying Fatah wouldn't do something like that, but the timing of these documents coming out absolutely supports Israel's agenda. Now, Netanyahu is also confirming that he is going to ask for the United States government to release Jonathan Pollard. And again, if the U.S. government goes along with it, it will be an admission that the U.S. government is under the control of Israel. Not that I need any more confirmation. I mean, looking back at last May, when Israel attacked the international aid flotilla in international waters, captured all the ships, captured all the people, murdered a bunch of them, including a U.S. citizen. I mean, Obama's out there on Kailua saying, it's time for Christmas, peace and harmony and everything. There is a family in the United States of America that is not celebrating a good Christmas. Actually, I'm sorry, the family is now in Turkey. I guess they decided to get the heck out of America. But, all those people that are not going to have a Christmas at all because they got shot dead trying to bring cookies and candy to the children of Gaza. And our government did nothing. I mean, when Japan attacked American ships and people at Pearl Harbor, we declared war. When, Raizuli kidnapped the American businessman, Perdicaris, we almost went to war against Morocco to get him back. But when Israel attacks Americans in international waters, the U.S. does nothing, makes excuses, goes and runs blockage at the United Nations. It's obvious our country is subverted by Israel, and there's a warning there for the other nations where Israel's trying to do this, whether it's Australia or Canada or Great Britain. Don't make the mistake the United States did. Don't let your government be subverted. Don't be scared by screams of anti-Semite and all the other little dirty tricks that they use to blackmail you and propagandize you into going along with the subversion of your country. If you want to keep your country for you, you've got to fight for it. And the enemy is at your doorstep right now. Now, meanwhile, a senior officer in the Israeli Defense Force has basically said that it doesn't matter what the United Nations Goldstone Report on Operation Cast Lead says, they're not going to change their policy. They will continue to simply invade whoever they want, kill whoever they want, claim that they're all terrorists, drop white phosphorus all over them, illegal weapons, dime weapons, flechette weapons, all the stuff they're not supposed to use. Hey, they're all enemies anyway, we're going to kill them. So Israel is basically saying, we're going to defy the United Nations. There's not a darn thing you can do about it. Now, remember, one of the reasons we were given for going to war against Iraq was they were defying the United Nations. Actually, it turned out they weren't. Iraq was in compliance with the United Nations Security Council resolutions when we attacked and wrecked the place. But that was one of the excuses. Oh, they're defying the United Nations. The nation that has defied the United Nations the most is Israel. And the U.S. government sits there and says, well, it's God says it's okay for them to do that. Or some other lame excuse like that. And it's just going to keep on going because, you know, if when you talk about sociopathic money addicts, you know, oh, Israel is the gold medal winner there. And they're just going to keep on grabbing and grabbing and grabbing because they honestly believe that God intended for them to have all the wealth and for everybody else to live subordinate to them. It's in all of their religious writings. It is a consistent theme. And anything that they do to get what they want is considered good. And when they come up against other populations who live by a somewhat different moral and ethical code, one of balance and fairness, inevitably there's a conflict here. All right, we're going to go to the phones again. Ernie in Indiana. Aloha, Ernie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, it's about the Israel thing.
Yeah.
I suppose they would are trying to play off America as some kind of their golem or something. But
yes.
If I remember correctly, that little story, that their whole golem kind of backfires on them in the end.
Well, that was the origin for the original Mary Blythe Shelley version of Frankenstein. It was actually from The Legend of the Golem.
Mm-hmm.
And it does backfire on them in the story, but the idea, the monster itself, the spirit demon itself, was a very potent legend in ancient mm-hmm. times. And, you know, Israel, I mean, there's absolutely no question that Israel tricks other nations into fighting their wars for them. The motto of the Mossad, by way of deception, thou shalt conquer. I'm going to do a dirty trick on you, blame them, and you go kill them. And it just goes on and on and on. The USS Liberty was attacked by Israel. Had they succeeded in sinking the ship? I mean, they were already saying, Egypt did it, go kill them. I am of the opinion that the attack on the USS Cole was just more of the same thing. It was a repeat of the USS Liberty. The Levant affair, they got caught doing it, bombing British and American targets inside Egypt, planting evidence to frame the Egyptians to trick the U.S. and Great Britain into war against Egypt. It just goes on and on and on. We have the ex-Mossad agent, Viktor Ostrovsky,
yep.
saying, you know, Israel planted fake radio transmitters in Tripoli to send out messages they knew America would hear to trick America into bombing Libya, which Reagan did. Didn't kill Gaddafi, did kill his five-year-old daughter. And it just goes on and on. I mean, Israel by itself, even with all of its nuclear weapons, it's only the size of New Jersey. You know, one city buster nuke from Russia and the place is going to be gone. But what Israel does is it gets everybody fighting each other and destroying each other, then it swoops in and picks up the pieces and puts them in the pocket and say, ooh, look, we're wealthy. You know, we're God's chosen people. We're supposed to have the wreckage. And I absolutely am convinced that Israel would not at all object if it could trick the United States and Russia into a mutually destructive war, which would leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal functionally in control of the Middle East oil, which puts it in economic control of the rest of the world.
I don't know how that would set too well with the rest of Europe.
Well, you know, Israel has already threatened the rest of Europe. We had that professor from the University of Tel Aviv saying, you know, look, we can reach Europe with our nuclear weapons now. So you better do what we tell you to do. I mean, they're openly now, you know, threatening and belligerent with their nuclear weapons, which the Americans aren't supposed to know about because it violates U.S. law for our tax money to be given to Israel.
Boggles the mind, doesn't it?
It absolutely boggles the mind. And like I said, the only thing that makes sense, the only model that makes sense is Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government. It is serving the interests of a foreign power, and that is why our nation is being strip-mined for all of its wealth to enrich Israel and all of Israel's friends in this country. I mean, it's that obvious and that blatant, and if you don't wake up and realize it, you know, then we really have lost this country.
No, I wouldn't write it off completely. There's pedestrian folks that I meet every day that are starting to catch on, so.
Yeah, I'm seeing that more and more, too, and the important thing is they're willing to speak out about it, which is why the U.S. government is doing this whole campaign of, we're watching you, we're listening, we have eyes and ears everywhere, we're going to rat you out. You know, it's the same crap Hitler pulled on the German people, but I don't think it's going to work this time.
Jedi mind tricks. Mike, you have a wonderful holiday season.
Same to you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I think we're over Hanukkah now. I don't know when Kwanzaa begins, but what happy whatever on toast, and we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, we're going to spend the rest of the show here. And yeah, to all of our listeners and our audience and our viewers and our readership, yeah, Merry Christmas. Have a good holiday. Spend your time with your family and just really think about the things that are important in life, which in my case is Claire. And when we come back for this final segment, I want to talk a little bit about the oil disaster in the Gulf. For two reasons. One, now the carbon Nazis are trying to claim that that is the source of the hard winter that we're in. And also, of course, a reminder that last July 15th, President Obama declared it was all gone, and now it's come back. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P. com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about the Gulf oil disaster because this is starting to come back. And I think it's going to be a major problem as we get into the next year. Remember back on July 15th, Barack Obama and the assorted U.S. government agencies all stood up and said, it's gone. The oil just evaporated, just went away, just magically disappeared. The oil ferry came down, hit the Gulf with the wand, clang, said the oil is gone. And that was it. And then he went down and he did that thing in the harbor that was sort of kind of near the Gulf of Mexico, and said it's all better, and so we're not going to talk about it going into the election season. Well, the election's come and gone, and we are continuing to hear of serious health consequences of people living and working in the Gulf area. We are hearing continually of NOAA opening up fishing grounds only to have to shut them back down again as the catch comes up. And the situation here is that it is very apparent the oil is still there. They showered it with dispersants to make it sink out of sight, but it's apparently covering the floor of the Gulf of Mexico for thousands of square miles. And when you look at the cycle of life in the Gulf, you can't just cut off the bottom of it and expect it to keep on going. The entire chain of life in the Gulf is on the verge of collapse. And basically, we have the Wall Street Journal was reporting just earlier this month that university scientists continue to find evidence that the oil is settled on the ocean floor of the Gulf of Mexico. It didn't magically go away. It's still there. And it's going to be a problem for decades to come. It is the worst environmental disaster in history. Now, the carbon Nazis are trying to claim that the harsh winter that we're in the middle of is not the cause, is not caused by the sun, and it's certainly not proof that there is no global warming. They're trying to say that the Gulf oil disaster destroyed the North Atlantic Current, and without the North Atlantic Current, we're getting a little chilling across Europe. It's thought to have been possibly the cause of a little ice age. Now, there's two problems with that. First of all, that whole North Atlantic theory is now considered to not actually be accurate. That the conveyor belt theory has never been borne out. Second of all, we are in our third harsh winter in a row, and you can't blame the preceding two on the Gulf oil disaster because it didn't happen back then. So this is just another case of the carbon Nazis desperate to sell global warming because there's so much money involved in it. And they want their $100,000 watches and their $150 hamburgers. And it's their turn to loot the people of the world and make themselves rich beyond dreams of avarice. And they're just grabbing at anything they can think of to sell this to you. So we're basically running down to the end of the show. Going to be a repeat tomorrow, going to be a repeat on Saturday. We'll be back Monday here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So from our group to yours, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. And as you gather with your family, do talk about the world and the direction it's going. And more importantly, we need to start thinking about where we want the world to go to. In other words, dear Santa, give us a new honest government and a new planet, and I'll give you the antidote to the cookies and milk. All right, that's it. Merry Christmas and Aloha America.